很高兴我们大家都在这里，我们主今天对我们很好。
So I had said to one or two of you, mostly Amir, I said when we were coming today, I said we should have canceled today because it's a holiday and people couldn't come on a holiday. But you're all here and it's still a holiday and this is a good way to spend the holiday.
因为我跟
We're
大家
very
呢，很
happy.
多人讲过了，讲过，特别是跟阿米尔讲过嘛，说呢，我们本来应该取消今天的这个聚会，但是呢，就是因为今天是那个节假日，那么说呢，节假日呢，大家呢都来了，都来了，所以我们非常高兴有这个节假日。
All right, so we're going to sing four little choruses this morning.
我们今天呢要唱四个小的歌曲。
And the first three we've sung in this context often before. I'm wondering, Norma, could we just go right through from one to the next with no interruption? All right, we're going to see whether she can make a medley out of this.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们通常呢，前面的三个我们都唱的一直就在唱。那么说呢，他今天建议呢，我们中间不要停，不要做这个间隔，看看罗马的那个就是说是旋律能不能跟得上来。
So Roy, we'll just go one to the other, no repetition, just go through all four, see if it works. A good choir can do that.
所以呢，我们就看看今天能不能这么做。大好的合唱队呢，是做得到的。
So we're going to see whether you're a really good choir.
我们来看看你们是不是个好的合唱队。
Okay. Okay, here we go.
Our Savior above, in wonderful love, came down to this world to die. Now all who believe might pardon receive and live with Him ever. By the heart, gladness and peace we can impart. Each passing day.
Sing that one more time. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe
on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for answering prayer. Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Well, we did pretty well. What we need is a new director to get things organized, but other than that, you sing well.
因为我们大家都唱得非常好，我们要做的呢就是要一个新的指挥，把这个呢都协调一下。你们大家唱得不错。
So, today is Remembrance Day.
所以今天呢是那个退伍军人纪念日。
So I thought it would be a good thing for us to spend a little bit of time on remembering today.
因为我认为呢，我们今天呢要花点时间讲这个纪念。
So let's pray, and then we'll consider together what we should do for our verses.
所以我们现在祷告，然后我们再来考虑我们应该学习的经文。
Lord, we're thankful that you have.Done so many good things for us that we should remember.
其实主要我们感谢您呢，您在我们身上行了如此多的奇妙的事情，我们应该去纪念。
We're thankful that in Canada today we're free and we can remember and we can read the Bible.
所以我们非常感恩的是呢，我们在加拿大呢，我们是自由的，我们可以纪念，可以读圣经。
We're thankful that when we remember our God.We have something to say thank you for.
所以我们感谢您呢，就是当我们纪念我们的神的时候呢，我们有可以说感谢您的话。
And we're thankful for those who fought for us to give us this freedom.
所以呢，我们感谢那些为我们战斗，给了我们这样自由的人。
So we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Just to put a little background on it, that not all of you were in Canada during the Second World War or the First World War.
所以呢，现在给大家讲一下背景，并不是说是在第二次世界大战或者第一次世界大战的时候呢，你们中间呢，那大多数在加拿大。
But we all benefit from the freedoms that we enjoy in Canada. We're thankful.For the fact that Canada is a free country.
但是呢，我们就是说在都在这个，就是有些人呢为我们战斗，让我们得到这样的自由，我们都在受益。我们感谢呢，加拿大是一个自由的国家。
And we remember those who fought for us, and we're thankful for them.
所以呢，我们也纪念那些为我们战斗的人，我们也感谢他们。
And Norma and I remember that our father had an older brother who was fighting in the First World War.
所以 Norma 跟我记得呢，我们的爸爸的哥哥在第一次世界大战的时候，在那个战争中战斗。
And unfortunately, at the end of the First World War, our uncle died. He was killed at the Battle of Vimy Ridge.
所以呢，就是说是啊，当不幸的是呢，我们的那个伯父呢，在世界大战快结束的时候呢，他死了，他是在战死了，是在一个叫 Midway 的那个地方。
So we're thankful for him and for all the other soldiers who paid big price to defend Canada.
所以我们现在是感谢，感谢那些呢，就是说是为我们的加拿大的战斗，为加拿大自由去战斗。付出了极大代价的人。
And so we're also thankful for all the wonderful things that the Lord did for us in His great victory for us.
所以呢，我们也非常感恩呢，主耶稣呢给我们所做的一切，然后呢，他呢为我们战斗，他取得了极大的胜利。
We are thankful mostly for the fact that the Lord Jesus died on the cross that we could be free.
所以我们更感最感恩的是主耶稣基督呢在十字架上为我们而死，这样呢我们可以得自由。
We're thankful that we're like the Barabbas who went free because Jesus died for him.
我们呢非常感恩的是呢，我们像巴拉巴那样，因为主耶稣基督为他而死，他可以得自由。
So, there are many verses in the Bible.That relate to the whole question of remembering and not forgetting.
所以在圣经里有很多的经文呢，它呢就指出了我们应该去纪念而不是忘记。
So, we're particularly thankful for a verse in Ecclesiastes that says this. It says, remember your creator in the days of your youth. We probably should turn to that verse.
我们特别要感恩的呢，就特别提到的呢，这个感恩的是在那个传道书里，传道书里讲到的是在你年轻的时候要纪念你的造物主。
It's Ecclesiastes chapter 12, I believe, yes.
这是在那个传道书的第十二章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1.
所以传道书第十二章第一节。
Ecclesiastes 12:1. If you can find Ecclesiastes, you're doing really well. Help the person beside you find it. It's hard to find.
所以传道书第十二章第一节，如果呢，就是说是啊，你能够找到传道书，你是相当不错的了。那么说呢，因为很难找到，你们帮助你周围的人呢，旁边的人找到。
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, and it says, remember now your creator in the days of your youth.
传道书第十二章第一节说呢，你趁着年轻衰败的日子尚未到来，就你趁着年轻当纪念你的造物主。
Now, the problem is that most people around this table are no longer in the days of their youth.
因为问题是呢，我们桌子周围坐着的人呢，都不再年轻了。
All right, so a special welcome to Sandy's daughter. You're the youth. Good for you.
特别的呢，就是欢迎，就是 Sandy 的 daughter， 她的女儿，就是她是唯一一个年轻人。
So this message is for you. Remember your creator in the days of your youth.
你这篇倒是讲给你听的，在你年轻的时候，你要纪念你的造物主。
And the rest of us have got to run faster because we don't have the days of our youth anymore. So we've got to start remembering them enthusiastically now.
所以呢，我们其他的人呢，都要赢得赶上，因为我们不再是年轻了，但是我们要怀着极大的热心去啊纪念我们的主。
And I mentioned to you a little bit this morning about the fact that the Passover was a feast that was held in the days of the Jews. They had a feast of Passover every year. They were supposed to remember what happened at the Passover.
因为我稍早的时候提到过，就是说是以色列人他们的逾越节，那逾越节就是纪念他们当他们在埃及的时候，他们得自由的那些日子，他们这个日子是专门设立他们纪念他们自己。
What happened at the Passover?
那么在逾越节发生了什么呢？
Well, the entire nation of Israel were slaves in the morning.
整个的以色列人他们当时呢在早上还是奴隶。
And they were free in the evening.
在傍晚的时候呢，他们已经得自由了。
And one day, the entire nation of slaves went free.
所以在一天之内，整个的一个国家的奴隶变成了自由人。
Was that important?
这个很重要吗？
Yeah.
当然了。
So what are they supposed to do?
他们应该怎么做呢？
They were supposed to remember that.
他们应该去纪念这一点。
All right, one other story about remembering now.
所以还有另外一个故事关于要纪念的。
And you can read about that in the book of Luke. Turn to the book of Luke. It's easier to find. Luke chapter 22.
这个你可以在路加福音里读到，路加福音第二十二章，这个很容易找的，路加福音第二十二章。
Luke chapter 22.
路加福音第二十二章。
And this is the instructions that the Lord Jesus Christ gave us regarding taking bread and taking wine in what we call the breaking of bread service.
所以这是主耶稣基督给我们的指令，要我们吃饼吃酒，这样呢就是说是来纪念他，我们称之为就是说是领圣餐。
Luke chapter 22 verse 19 we'll get to.You'll remember, at the breaking of bread, we take a little bit of bread, we take a little bit of wine, we put it in our mouths and we eat it, and we do this, the Bible says, in remembrance of what the Lord Jesus did for us.
所以你们大家记得，在我们那个领圣餐的时候呢，我们拿一点点的那个面包，拿一点点，喝一点点的葡萄酒。他们说这个圣经里告诉我们呢，就是说是这个是要纪念主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
All right, so verse 19, Luke 22:19, we'll read that.
所以我们来读路加福音第二十二章第十九节。
It says, Jesus took bread.Gave thanks and broke the bread and gave it to the disciples, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
第十九节说，主耶稣基督又拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开递给他们，说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。
Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
第二十节说，晚饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们留的。
So, this is the instruction, take the bread, take the wine, why are we to do that?
所以呢，就是说，这就是这样的指令。我们吃饼，那个吃酒，那么是这就是我们当我们做这个的时候。
So we do that in remembrance of Him. We do it so that we will remember.
所以呢，我们那么做的目的呢，是要纪念他。我们这么做呢，我们就记得。
So we have Remembrance Day in November 11th in Canada to remember what happened.When the wars were won and Canada retained its independence.
所以这个里面呢，就是说是我们在加拿大11月11号有这样的一个纪念日。纪念日呢，就是说是在战争中我们所做的，以便维持我们的自由。
But far more important than that is the fact that Jesus died on the cross in order to give us.Freedom from sin and from death. He gave us brand new life. And so we remember that. We don't meet once a year to do that. We meet once a week. Every week we come to remember what he did for us.
所以我们要远远的比这个重要的多的是我们要纪念我们的主耶稣基督呢。他这是在十字架上为我们而死，让我们从罪和死亡里得自由。我们并不是说是每年做这么一次去纪念，我们要每个星期做一次来纪念主耶稣基督为我们所做的。
So, we remember other days too.You remember an anniversary. You remember a birthday.
所以我们也纪念其他的日子，你可以纪念呢你的结婚纪念日，也纪念你的生日。
You can imagine saying to your son sometime, we're not going to have a birthday party for you this year because you're not very important. You're not a nice boy.
你可以去想象一下，如果你这样对你的儿子说呢，今年呢，我们不给你开生日那个聚会了，因为你不重要，你也不是个好孩子。
Oh, you say no, we never do that.
你说我永远不会这么做。
We love to remember those that we love with a party.
所以我们也愿意呢，就是说是为那些就是我们爱的人，就是爱他，通过聚会的方式。
And so, we remember the Lord Jesus because of all He did for us.
所以我们纪念我们的主耶稣，纪念他为我们所做的一切。
Now, what's the opposite of remembering?
所以那个纪念的反面是什么呢？
Forget.
忘记。
Did you know that there's many, many words in the Bible about people who forget God?
所以你记不记得在圣经里有很多很多地方说呢，那些人呢忘记了神。
Most people you meet on the street, they have forgotten God.
因为大多数你在街上碰到的人呢，他们都忘记了神。
If you ask them if there is a God, many of them will say yes.
如果你问他们说是不是有神，他们说大多数会说是有。
If you say, did you know Jesus died on the cross? Many of them will say yes.
所以呢，你如果问他说，那就是你知道主耶稣基督在十字架上死了吗？他们中间也有人说是。
But in practice, they forgot.
但是在实践过程中，他们忘了。
So I said to myself, Harold, what do you have to do to make sure you don't forget?
所以我对自己说，那 Harold， 你要做什么确保你不会忘记呢？
So turn in your Bibles now to the book of Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
你把你的圣经翻到那个生命记，生命记呢，我们就有创世记、出埃及记、利未记、民数记、生命记。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
所以生命记的第四章。
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
生命记第四章。
And this is Moses speaking to the children of Israel just before he dies.And he's telling them what to do.
所以这就是摩西呢，他对以色列人说的，就是在他死之前，他要告诉他们应该做什么。
He says, verse 9, only take heed to yourselves and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen.
第九节说呢，你只要谨慎殷勤保守你的心灵，免得你忘记你亲眼所见的事儿。
They'd seen all kinds of marvelous miracles that God had done for them.
他们看见了很多的就是不同类型的神为他们行的那些奇妙的神迹。
And then they said, make sure, Moses said, make sure you don't forget all those things.
然后呢，摩西跟他们说呢，你要确保你不忘记那些事情。
So let's read the verse a little farther now. Only take heed to yourselves and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren.
这个里面呢，就是我们要继续往下读，说又免得你一生这些事离开你的心，总要教导你的众子和你的众子的众子。
Wes, what is the best way to keep from forgetting?
所以呢，这最好的做事情是让你不忘记是什么事情。
Well, teach them.
教导他。
Have you ever learned that? Have you ever noticed that?
你有没有学到这一点？你有没有注意到这一点呢
？If you teach it, you'll remember it.
如果你去教导，你就会记得。
I'll tell you my story.
我告诉我的故事。
I went to university for a long time.
我在大学上了很久。
And I learned a few things.
我学会了几件事情。
And I forgot most of them.
大多数我都忘了。
And then one day, my professor said to me, "Now,This year, you are going to teach the class at university.
所以呢，有一天，我的教授跟我说呢，这学期你要在班里给他们上课。
I said, what? I'm only a student.
我说什么？我只是个学生。
He said, no, you're a student, but I want you to teach the class.
而不，你是个学生，但是我要你教这堂课。
He said, every Monday,Every Wednesday, you are going to have to teach two classes every Monday, every Wednesday. So start getting ready.
他说呢，每个星期一，每个星期三，你要教两堂课，所以你现在就要开始准备了。
What do you think happened?
你认为发生什么
？I learned more when I had to teach than I ever learned when I listened.
所以呢，我学到的更多，就是我不得不教的时候，比我在学的时候要学到的更多。
How are you going to keep from forgetting the good things you learn in the Bible?
所以怎样呢，免得你忘记呢，你在圣经里学到的好的东西呢
？It's very simple.
非常简单。
You can teach them.
你可以去教导。
Oh, you say, I can't teach.
你说啊，好，我教不了。
Sure you can.
当然你能教了。
Who can I teach?
那么你可以教谁了？
Well, what's it say?
这里怎么说的？
It says you could teach your children and your grandchildren.
就是说总要教导你的种子和你种子的种子。
Okay, so Sandy pays extra attention.
所以 Sandy 呢，她特别的注意。
Because when she gets home, her daughter is going to say to her, "What did he mean by that?"
所以呢，因为她回家以后，她女儿会问她这是什么意思呢？
And then Sandy's going to have to teach her.
那么呢 ，Sandy 呢必须要教她。
That's good.
这个很好。
Now that's the same thing for every one of us. Every single one of us are going to have to teach what we learn about Jesus.
所以这些是要我们在座的每一个人呢都实用。我们每一个人呢都要去教导别人关于我们的主耶稣。
And if you don't do that, what's going to happen?
如果你不那么做，会发生什么了？
You'll forget.
你忘了。
Your job.Is to teach your children and your grandchildren, and if you don't, you will forget it yourself.
所以你的工作呢是教导你的孩子，教导你的孙子。如果你不教导，你自己会忘了。
Oh, there's all kinds of things. I've got 2 minutes, and I've got to preach more than I've already preached to you.
所以这还有很多我想教导的，但是只有两分钟了。
There's a verse in Isaiah that goes like this.
在以赛亚书里有一章是这样的。
It says, if you forget me, God says, I will forget your children.
所以呢，就神说呢，如果你忘记了我，我会忘记你的孩子。哇。
Do you want God to forget your children?
你想要孩子忘，你想要神忘记你的孩子们吗？
Okay, don't forget God, because if you forget God, God will forget your children. Oh dear.
所以呢，你就不要忘记神，因为如果你忘记了神呢，神会忘记呢你的孩子们。哎呀
，The logic of not forgetting God is repeated in one particular chapter in the Bible more often than any other.
所以这个逻辑就是说，你不要忘记神，是在圣经里其中特别的一章里，比其他圣经的任何地方，都重复的多。
Do you know what chapter that is?
你认为那一章是什哪一章
？If you think about it, you will. It's Psalm 119.
所以呢，就是说，如果你去想，你就会想起来是，诗篇119。
What is Psalm 119 all about?
诗篇119讲的是什么？
Well, Psalm 119 is all about the Bible.
所以诗篇119讲的都是圣经。
If you read the Bible, and if you teach the Bible, you'll remember the Bible.
如果你呢，就是去学习，去读圣经，你去教导圣经，你会记得圣经。
The foundation of it all is the Bible.
所以这所有的基础都是圣经。
So we gave Cindy a Bible this morning.
我们今天给了 Cindy 一本圣经。
And I wrote a verse in it. I said, Cindy, remember this, Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4.
所以我说 ，Cindy 呢，你要记住这节经文，马太福音四章四节。
And it says, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
他说呢，人你不应该只是为食品而活着，应该是为那从谁从神嘴里讲出来的每句话活着。
Where are the words of God that we must not forget?
所以哪里在神的话我们必须不能忘记的呢？
They're in the Bible.
在圣经里的。
One other point.
另外一个点。
What would happen if you forgot the truth of God and ultimately forgot the God of truth?
所以呢，就是如果你最终呢忘记了神的话，也忘记了真理的神，那么说会发生什么呢
？And the warnings of the Bible in the prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and all the way down to Malachi, what is repeated over and over and over and over in those verses? Terrible bad things going to happen to people.
这个里面呢，就是那先知呢，不断的在旧约里不断的警告警告，从那个就是以赛亚书、耶利米书、以西结书，一直到马拉基书，这所有的他警告的那些人，如果你忘记了神的话，有特别的严重的后果。
Why？
为什么
？Because they forgot God. That's what it says over and over and over again.
所以，因为他们呢，就是忘记了神，这就是为什么他们一遍一遍的去重复。
Remembrance Day. Remember all those good things that happened. Those people who lived and died for you.
所以就是纪念日，纪念那些所有的为你所做的那样的人，那些人，他们为你而死、为你而活的人。
Lest we forget, what do we do?
以免我们忘记我们要做什么。
We have a holiday on Remembrance Day to remember.
我们有一个假日来去纪念，纪念我们应该纪念的东西。
More important, we must remember God and His Word and His truth.
所以呢，最更重要的是我们要纪念，记得神，纪念，记得神的话，记得他的真理。
So we study the Bible.
所以我们来学习圣经。
And having studied the Bible, what do we do?
所以在我们学习圣经的时候，我们应该怎么做？
We teach it.
我们要教导。
Who do we teach?
我们教导谁？
Our children.
我们的孩子们。
And our grandchildren.
我们的孙子们。
You're not there yet, but you can teach your great grandchildren too.
所以你还没有到那一步，但是你可以呢，也教导你的孙子的孙子。
All right, we're thankful for Remembrance Day.
我们非常感恩这样的一个纪念日。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that when we think about God, we think about all the good things He did for us, and it's so good to remember them.
所以主啊，我们要感谢您。那当我们开始思考神的时候呢，我们思考的是所有的神为我们所做的美事，我们非常高兴我们能够记得。
And we thank you so much, and we don't ever want to forget. We want to remember the fact that Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary.
所以呢，就是我们非常感恩，感恩呢，我们永远的不想忘记。我们因为我们记得主耶稣基督，他为我们在苦楼地所死而死。
Lord, help us to remember it, and help us not to forget by making sure that we teach others about the wonderful message of Jesus.
所以主啊，求您帮助我们不要忘记，求您帮助我们记得，通过呢，就是说去教导其他人关于我们主耶稣基督的奇妙。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name for all His goodness to us.
我们呢，献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名，为他所做的，为我们所做的一切的美事。
Amen.
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 Amen.